Recipe for Failure. Take one part natural talent, two parts stellar education, mixed with easy success and a generous helping of booze, drugs, and women, and immediately set it on fire.
Those are the opening scenes from a short-lived television sitcom called Kitchen Confidential, loosely based on the life of bad boy chef, author, and TV show host Anthony Bourdain.
Let go of it, Tyrone. I swear to God I'm gonna fork you.
Where's the rigatoni for table 35?
Mr. Artiste here is at it again.
Do you see the way this hack is sending things out?
Bourdain made a big splash with his tell-all behind-the-scenes look at the restaurant world published in 2000. The TV series wasn't as popular, only four episodes actually aired. But his real-life TV adventures in the world of food and travel, A Cook's Tour, and No Reservations have been hailed for showing an authentic side to eating on the road.
Barbecue duck, plain, pot sticker, pork.
I caught up with Anthony Bourdain in Vancouver's Chinatown, where we shared some barbecue duck and noodles and talked about how to enjoy food when you're traveling.
Well, get out of the hotel. Never eat in the hotel. Eat every meal, particularly breakfast. Like, wake up early, go to the Central Market. Eat breakfast in one of the food stalls around, or one of the businesses, humble businesses around the Central Market. Only eat in places where locals are eating. If you see any other people from your own country, don't eat there. You know, if there's a line of people waiting to get into a place that sells only noodles or only duck, chances are the duck's good or the noodles are good. The grand slam is when, if you're invited to somebody's home. And particularly in Asia, if somebody invites you home to feed you, it's a privilege. You know, chances are they're not going to, you know, they're not a serial killer. I don't know, you people are at their most guileless and open and unguarded at the table. And it's a deeply bonding experience, especially if you've had a few drinks with somebody in their home or at their favorite little place. Always ask when you travel of locals, where do you eat for pleasure? Don't ask where they think you should eat or where they think you would like. Ask them, you know, when you're hungry late at night, it's no place fancy, your neighborhood joint. What makes you happy? I want to do that. That will come as often as a pleasant surprise to them and almost always a good experience for you.
Bourdain says people in North America have been much too narrow in their views of food and how to enjoy it, and should look to other cultures for clues as to why that enjoyment is an essential part of good living.
There was that kind of weird Protestant ethic that taking too much pleasure in your food led to bad character or worse, you know, bad behavior. I think we're getting over that, and I think that's a good thing. You know, an Asian attitude towards food as a joyful, sensual, pleasurable thing as the center of social activity, or as the Europeans see it, as a pleasurable, sensual thing that to be savored. I think that's entirely appropriate and ultimately good for society. You know, there's a direct relationship between, you know, frequency of criminal activity and a number of meals eaten together as a family.
While many chefs in North America have been elevated to celebrity status, Bourdain sees that development as good news, bad news. The bad news, he says, happens when politicians and activists try to hitch their wagon to a chef to further their own purposes. The good news comes from chefs having more confidence to show people what can be done with a wider range of ingredients.
I don't think chefs can have too much power. For the first time in history, in the West, chefs are deciding what you're going to eat next year. It's no longer customer-driven. Meaning, you know, I want steak and potatoes. The chefs are deciding, you know what, I'm going to sell pork belly next year. Pork belly is going to be the hot menu item. And the public come around. Chefs know how to eat. We know what the good stuff is. And we consider it a win when we can convince, seduce, trick, cajole, or coerce our customers in eating what we believe to be right, true, and good. And I think that's a good thing.
That's another thing to keep in mind when you're traveling this year, even if you're still in North America. When you go out to eat, don't be afraid to try something new. Put yourselves in the hands of a chef who seems to know what he or she is doing, and ask your taxi driver where he likes to eat. With that attitude, maybe you can end up with a job like the one Anthony Bourdain has.
No, I have a good job. I'm pretty happy with it. I get to eat unbelievably well. Great chefs. Great restaurants, you know, noodle stalls, street food, farms, private homes. I mean, I have a lot of pinch-me moments around the world. I have no regrets there.
But your whole life has really changed, say, over the past, what, five, six, 7 years?
6 years. Over the last 6 years, I've gone from standing in a small, very hot kitchen, busy kitchen in New York to pretty much the dream job of doing whatever I want anywhere I want in the world. I mean, that's who gets to do that?
But as a cook, do you miss cooking? Maybe not cooking in a restaurant, but how much do you cook for yourself anymore or for other people?
I don't have an opportunity. I'm out of New York so often that if I buy food, whatever's left over at the end of the meal is going to turn into a science experiment or a petri dish by the time I return. So I don't cook much anymore. I do miss it. I miss the physical act of cooking. I don't miss standing on my feet 16 hours a day drilling out food in a busy restaurant. I had 30 years of that. But I do miss the satisfaction of having done that. You know, at the end of the day, when you've served 350 meals and done them well, you feel like a titan. You go home proud.
Anthony Bourdain's TV show No Reservations airs in Canada on the Travel and Escape channel. A new season has just begun with his adventures in Shanghai and Japan. Check my website for more details and take a chance with your meals when you vacation this summer. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.